Now we come to the president that brings us to the end of our 25th year, Dr. Wendell Johnson.
I want mainly to convey a kind of feeling. I'm going to be interested in how it somehow manages to get out of me. I feel that all my life I have been somehow surrounded by kindness. It started out with a teacher I had when I went to school in first grade. She was a woman to whom it simply seemed to come naturally to love children. And in her zeal to be good to me and to see that I became all that I ought to become, she told my parents that I was stuttering and that they ought to do something about it. So she did this because she loved me. They forgot to ask her what she meant, so they took me to the doctor. I must emphasize that old Doc Hettinger was one of the world's noble characters. He died at the age of 98 from eating too much boiled cabbage. And after his death, the town in which he had lived deteriorated. He had been the moral bulwark of it. He was a very loving sort of man. He also had some kind of understanding, even though he didn't have a medical understanding of my stuttering. He had an understanding of the real reason why we had come. So he knew that he ought to do something. So he gave me pills. I want to show you what a very understanding and a very kindly man he was, because by telling you that he flavored those pills with peppermint. You see, my teacher and the doctor had love. They had a little understanding, but not too much. Well, the years went on, and then I got to Iowa, and I met Lee Travis. I met Dean Carly Seashore and George Stoddard and Edward Mabee. And I was stuttering awfully badly. I don't know why it was they encouraged me. I really don't yet, but they did. And Lee spent a year, an hour a day, with me. He listened to me an hour a day for a year. Then he began to use me for a guinea pig. Just in a very large variety of attempts to help me. He was a scientist. And he had a love that had about it a great deal more understanding. The man in the laboratory is the one who has really helped man. The others wanted to, but they didn't always know how. You see, out of all this, what I gather is that understanding without love, as we all know, can be very dangerous. It can have effects that are alarming. And love without understanding can be disappointing at the very best. I want to wish to the listeners who will be hearing this after the passage of another 25 years, that in those years, our love will gain more understanding, and our understanding might gain more love. Thank you.